All right, the subject matter for today's fact or bullcrap. We know that Pee-wee Herman turned 62 years old earlier this week, so of course we're going to be talking about Pee-wee Herman and those characters, and then, yes, the Emmys. Sir, what is the score as it stands?
A lot to a little.
Okay.
Tomlin's 18-7.
All right, here
Six
we go.
Ties.
Fact or bullcrap, please play along at home. Fact or bullcrap, his real name is actually Paul Rubens. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
That is his legal name. I think his name may have been something else before that. So maybe I'm overthinking this. I think this is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He was born Paul Rubenfeld.
Oh, come on.
Right, because he had an acting career before creating the character
of
Pee-wee Herman. Right.
Paul spent 87 days in jail for indecent exposure after he was caught doing something he shouldn't have been doing at an adult movie theater in 1991. Fact or bullcrap?
I remember him being caught. I'm not sure that he did jail time for that. I think this is bullcrap.
I'll agree, bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He did not go to jail. He got 75 hours of community service and a $50 fine. Fact or bullcrap? The movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure was directed by Tim Burton.
I believe that is correct. He directed one of them. Is that the one he did, or did he do the Big Top Pee-wee? He did one of them. I'll say this is fact.
I think this is fact.
It is fact. It came out in 1985, and it was his first full-length feature. Next was Beetlejuice in 1988, Batman in 89, Edward Scissorhands in 1990, which, by the way, Edward Scissorhands was shot in my hometown, Lakeland.
Huh.
Ha! Pee-wee Herman. He did a Broadway play as Pee-wee in 2010. Fact or bullcrap?
I'm perceived, at least, as the Broadway expert here. I believe that is true. I think that's fact.
I think it's true, too. Fact.
It is fact. It was called The Pee-wee Herman Show. A lot of people thought he'd win a Tony for it, but he got snubbed. All right, the last statement in the Pee-wee Herman segment of Fact or Bullcrap is an audio statement. Please listen to the following song. This is the theme to Pee-wee's Playhouse.
And pull yourself up a chair.
Cherry.
Let the fun begin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about enough of that, I would say.
More than enough.
Fact or bullcrap, that song was sung by Cyndi Lauper. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, it sounded sort of sounded like her. Okay. Sure. Fact.
Fact.
It is fact. But she did not use her real name. She appeared in the credits as Ellen Shaw. All right, there so far concludes the Pee-wee Herman segment of Fact or Bullcrap.
I'm down one here. I got to get going.
I got all five of the Pee-wee Herman questions correct, and I can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what we know about Pee-wee Herman now, just watching him do children's entertainment creeps me out.
I know. It's disturbing, isn't it? Okay, we now move to the Emmy segment of the questioning. Statement number one, Bryan Cranston has been nominated every season for Breaking Bad. Fact or bullcrap?
Sure seems like he has. Maybe that first year not. No, he hasn't. Bullcrap.
I'll agree, bullcrap.
It's fact. He's been nominated 6 times and has won 3 so far. Claire Danes is nominated for Homeland, but her first Emmy nomination was for My So-Called Life in 1995. Fact or bullcrap?
I think she did get nominated for that. It was critically acclaimed. Not many people watched it, but I believe this is fact.
Yeah, the critics liked My So-Called Life. This is fact.
It is fact. But her first win was for Temple Grandin in 2010. She's also been nominated 3 years in a row for Homeland and won the first 2. Peter Dinklage is the only actor or actress who's won for Game of Thrones. Fact or bullcrap?
I've never heard of Peter Dinklage.
He's
easy to overlook.
He's the little person.
He's a little person?
Yes. You've seen his picture. You know what
Okay.
Put his name up there.
He was a lot of people don't know this. He was involved in a car accident. Somebody rear-ended him. and he hopped out of the car and was just ticked off and yelling, "I am not happy." The other driver hopped out and said, "Well, which one are you then?"
This is bullcrap.
I even forgot the question at this point. This day.
He's the only
actor
Game
or
of
actress,
Thrones actress
to win for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you know, he may be to win. He may be. No, this is a trick question. He didn't win. I'll say bullcrap too.
It's fact.
Easy. Talk myself out of that one.
He got the Emmy for Outstanding Actor in a Drama Series in 2011. Lena Headey, who plays his sister Corsay, is also nominated, or was nominated. Jane Fonda is nominated for The Newsroom. She has two Oscars, but she's never won an Emmy. Fact or bullcrap?
Huh. Interesting.
Fact.
All right, fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ah!
She won in 1984 for the TV movie The Dollmaker. Right. Last statement.
I lead 6-5, so we're playing for a tie here.
Bo Bridges is nominated for Masters of Sex, and he's already won 3 Emmys, but his brother Jeff Bridges has never won. Fact or bullcrap?
Just my personal opinion, I think that Jeff Bridges is the more talented of the two. Some people disagree. That's just my feeling about it.
Not for his last movie he did. What was it? That horrible movie about being a dead cop or something?
Yeah.
God, that was horrible. Yeah.
I think this is bullcrap.
Well, I have to go for the tie, so I'll say fact.
It's fact.
Yes!
Hey, it's hot.
Bo won an Emmy in 1992, 1993, and 1997, and his 15th nomination happened just recently. Jeff has only been nominated once in 2010 for the miniseries A Dog Year. He's been nominated for 6 Oscars, however. Bo has not been nominated for a single one. That is fact or bullcrap. Thank you very much for playing. Please stand by for more wonderful entertainment.
I'm trying to get in shape, man. I swear to God, I'm trying to get in shape, but I think the devil wants me to stay fat. Because every time I try to lose weight, they come out with some food I've been dreaming or praying about for a long time. I swear to God, I was walking down the street the other day, and a Burger King appeared out of nowhere. Like it came from heaven or something, like, oh! And it had a sign on it said, "Burger King now has triple whoppers." Oh! I said, "I'm not looking at that sign. I'm not looking at it. I ain't looking at it. I'm trying to cut back. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm not going to look at that sign." The sign said, "Hey, fat boy, you heard me. Burger King now has triple whoppers." You know how long I prayed that they add one more delicious patty to that already delicious double whopper that they have on display? I'm like, "Dear Lord, if it's your will, just add one more delicious patty to that already delicious double whopper that you have on display, just to see if the bun could hold the capacity for limited time only, Lord." God be like, "With cheese or without cheese, my son? Both, Lord." So I can make a comparison.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.